Appeals.
Yes, Senator Skinner, please.
This is Sandra Skinner.
Yes, Sandra, this is Mark Burkell. Maybe you can clear something up for me, because I obviously don't understand this, but I got another order from you that's signed by you, and you're not a judge, and I was just wondering what rule or law gives you the authority to sign orders of the court?
None that I know of.
Okay, so you're signing orders of the court without any authority at all?
Well, I'm not signing or all I'm saying is basically this was an order that the court issued.
A judge issued?
Correct.
Well, why isn't there a judge's signature on this then?
That's how the procedure has always been, and so I couldn't really tell you.
Well, you know, the rules say that a judge has to sign these things.
Well, the rule says that a judge has to sign a judgment.
Well, but an order and a judgment is really the same thing.
Well,
you know, they're both judicial acts. And, you know, if you look at the rules and you look at the case law, you know, it's clear that, you know, only judges can sign orders, and
mm-hmm.
You're not a judge.
Nope.
So, quite frankly, I'm not going to recognize any order that's not signed by a judge, because it takes a judge to sign an order.
Correct.
So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this last order is void as well.
Okay.
You know, maybe I'm wrong about this, but, you know, that's why I'm calling you. It's you don't have anything that...
I have nothing. I have nothing in writing that sets out that this is what the court's procedure is, and this is why the court is doing it this way. I have nothing in writing that sets that out.
It's just that you're just doing this out of tradition. It's just the way it's always been done.
Pretty much, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I guess that leaves me in a confusing situation, you know, because you got tradition versus the rule, and, you know, in that Slay case that I cited in this, in my motion,
well,
you know,
all I'm doing is certifying that the court has issued this order. That's all I'm doing. I'm not making the order.
Right.
I mean, there's a huge difference, because an attorney cannot make a judicial order.
Right.
But I'm not doing that. I'm certifying that the court made the order. That's all I'm doing.
Okay. But you don't, do you actually see the judge give the order then, or?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
You know, I mean, how do I know that your research assistants aren't making these orders on behalf of the judges?
I guess that's an open question.
Because, you know, the research assistants can't make orders of the court either, you know, and it just makes me wonder, for all I know, the judges could be, you know, completely unaware that the order was even made.
Well, you know,
and that's you have a signature on there to make sure that, you know, that a judge made the order, because the reason this is such an important deal to me is that
you're looking at the commissioner versus the judge, and I understand the problem that you're facing and the dichotomy that you have then when you get up here and I certify that the court has made the order.
Well, the problem is, my case on appeal deals with this very issue. You know, I have an order that I don't know who made the order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, you know, think that a commissioner made it. Obviously, whoever entered it into the docket thought so, but, you know, whoever the person who entered it into the docket, you know, was probably a clerk.
True.
And, you know, if a clerk can... You know, if judges don't need to sign order, you know, if your court doesn't, you know, uphold, you know, the rules that judges have to sign orders, how are they going to rule
the rule again? I mean, the rule doesn't say orders. Not, and I'm not, I'm, the only distinction I'm making is, first of all, I don't make orders either.
Right.
But the rule does not say orders, judgments.
Yeah.
And this court really doesn't make judgments like a trial court judge.
Yeah. Well, but in the case law, you may not be familiar with case law, being that you're, you know, a clerk and not a lawyer. But
I am a lawyer.
Oh, you are. Okay. Well, the case law, you know, is that, you know, orders and judgments are the same thing as far as this rule goes. It's a judicial act. And if, you know, judicial acts, you know, and decisions of the court can, you know, or in other words, they have applied the same rules, you know, that say judgments to orders, and they mean the same thing.
What I'm saying is this court does not make judgments. They make orders. They do not make judgments.
Right, but it's the use of judicial authority.
Correct.
That is reserved only to judges, and judgments and orders are the same thing as far as the use of judicial authority.
What I'm doing and what I'm signing, and that is, today's date the court made the following order, or that I certify that this is a true and correct copy of the order made by the court today's date. I'm not making the order. I am basically the person that is relaying what the court did to the parties or to the attorney.
Yeah, but you see, the way the court relays that is for a judge to sign it.
Well, that's how some courts do it. That's not how this court does it.
I mean, that would be like, you know, me writing a check and not signing it, and you taking it to the bank and having the bank teller sign it.
Well, but see, that's really not a real accurate analogy. What I would be doing is I'd be saying, basically, I'd certify that this is a check. That's all I would be certifying. I'm not signing or directing that someone else sign the check. I'm just saying, I certify that this is a check.
Okay, well, how do you know that this order came from a judge? If you didn't see him sign it and he don't have his signature.
They usually don't sign things.
Well, how do you get the order from him?
Get the order from them when they tell me what the order is, or they tell the research staff what the order is.
So they verbally tell the research staff, who
that's
verbally tells you.
They make a little note on the motion or on the motion cover sheet. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It just really depends on the judge.
Well, I guess what concerns me is that, you know, it doesn't sound to me like it's, I mean, I know it's tradition. I know that you might have been doing it, you know, since forever, you know, since Missouri became a state or whatever, but, you know, that's not what the rules say, you know, and it seems to me like the procedures are a little on the sloppy side, which is, you know, how come I'm, you know, still stuck in your court, because I'm appealing stuff that was done sloppy at the lower level. And if the appeals court is allowed to be this sloppy, then that sets a bad example for the circuit courts, who are sloppy. And it allows for, you know, lawyers to commit fraud. And it's just, I mean, you know, what you're doing is what I'm trying to stop from happening in the lower courts, you know. And how are they going to do things right if the appeals court doesn't follow the rules either? Because I can't imagine. I mean, it seems to me like the spirit behind having judges sign orders is that, you know, it ensures that the judges actually make the orders. It ensures that the notes that are left around are intended to be orders, you know, because somebody may write some notes down and somebody, you know, the judge may write some notes down and somebody pick that up and think it's an order and file it as an order of the court.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks to me like there's an awful lot of room for mistake, you know, if you don't and don't sign orders. And that's the reason why, you know, the rules are, and the law is such that, you know, so that the judge puts a signature or initials or something on a piece of paper, says, this is the order.
Correct.
And I know that, you know, nowadays, you know, down in the lower courts, you know, they're, you know, a lot pickier about that, and judges actually do pretty much sign the orders down there. And, you know, in fact, I had an order to transfer, you know, to appoint a special judge, and I got it in without a signature, and I called up the Missouri Supreme Court and says, hey, this thing says that the Chief Justice should be signing this thing, and I got a copy later on with his signature on it. You know, so the Missouri Supreme Court obeys the rule, and I think that, you know, you should at least have a discussion about this down there, because I don't think you're in compliance.
Well, that is for the court to determine. I mean, I will do what they tell me to do.
Okay.
And so that's what I have got to do at this point is to maintain the way that orders are sent from this office. And so if they tell me to do something different, no problemo.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, I mean, I understand that, you know, you're doing what you're told to do, but I also think that, you know, what you're told to do isn't according to the rules. So, okay, well, you know, thanks for letting me know.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.